successful onboarding programs help positively impact executive engagement, shorten the time required to get up to productivity, help maximize performance of the individual as well as ultimately the organizational success, and also are directly related to retention of executives. So what I expect to be able to see in a few years down the road are a better engaged SES Corps who report that they were able to immediately get up to speed in their jobs, who are able to demonstrate very successful performance results both individually and organizationally, and have better morale where they end up staying in their jobs.
Okay. This is the first government-wide framework, right? I mean, agencies have had their own sort of orientation programs, but this is the first time that the government has tried to do something in a holistic way?
Yeah, agencies right now vary in their emphasis and the resources they put into executive onboarding. Some of the agency programs have ranged from solely human resources office-centered orientation, which can last from anywhere from an hour to 2 days, to a much more robust one-year or longer agency effort. Some agencies don't even have currently a formal executive onboarding program. Director Barry is very, very supportive of standardized, efficient, economical government solutions that add value, but also that respect and honor the need for our individual federal agencies to be able to tailor those products to meeting their specific and very unique missions and needs.
Tell me a little bit about what this entails. The Partnership for Public Services, John Palguda, came on the air recently to talk about it. I know that you've been working with the Senior Executive Association and the partnership in a collaborative effort. So what John Palguda told us is that, you know, new employee orientation isn't just about getting a computer and setting up an account or learning where the bathroom is. So if it's not those things, what should it be? Describe for me a little bit about what those first days for a new executive should be like.
Well, first of all, I would like to express my gratitude to the Partnership for Public Service and the Senior Executives Association, as well as private sector organizations where we conducted benchmarking and collaboration with our federal agency partners across the federal government. The new Senior Executive Service onboarding program provides a list of tasks, activities, and milestones involving consistent practices and solutions and strategies and tools that we at OPM believe are important to any type of successful onboarding. The framework specifically relates to components that support clear and regular senior leadership support and engagement throughout the first year of the new executive's employment and thereafter. Information on agency mission, strategic plan, policies, procedures, protocols, and expectations, and also providing opportunities for networking for new executives, including with senior leaders, peers, mentors, and sponsors.
So understand you're not telling agencies exactly how to do this, but what are some of the things that would fit into this framework that they could do, things that would help the new executive acclimate?
Through our benchmarking, we identified a number of reasons why executive onboarding programs do not succeed. Oftentimes, they fail because they do not establish a cultural fit between the employees and their new organization. They fail to build teamwork with other staff and peers. The programs are unclear about the information provided to executives on the organization. The executives themselves are unclear about their performance expectations. Oftentimes, the programs, if they exist at all, don't provide certain executives with abilities to develop or to exercise political savvy skills. And overall, we found that organizations that did not have a strategic formal process, which was tailored, again, to organizational need as well as individual need with metrics and the ability to assess for improvement, ultimately did not succeed as well in assimilating executives into the organization. So some of those key components then include a number of activities in the first few days, helping executives learn the protocols and processes of their agency, providing clarification of expectations, engaging in timely and accurate communication for the executives with key stakeholders, and devising regular and effective communication processes with peers, superiors, and other stakeholders. During the first 30 days, then, new executives should be provided information to help them understand the cultural issues in their organizations, to involve them in consultation on strategic priorities and in developing a 90-day action plan, as well as their performance plan for the year, providing information to familiarize themselves with senior leadership relationships and identifying potential risks and problem areas in their new environment, and also examining and considering improvements in the immediate organizational structure of their agencies. A couple of other key elements of this onboarding program would be the identification of a sponsor and a mentor to really help the new executive succeed both in their new environment as well as providing them specific career advice or organizational advice to succeed in their agency.
Well, Steve, thank you. I do have one last quick question for you because I understand you are SES yourself.
I am.
Okay, so how did your own orientation go?
Let me just say that I have taken my own experiences in onboarding at various agencies and helped them to inform my philosophy and the strategies I believe are critical to successful onboarding and performance and retention of senior executive service members.
You have practical experience as well as a theoretical approach to this.
I think so.